everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Tea with Lily. I'm your host, Lily Mensah-Ibar, and joining me on the magic sofa today is none other than the business rock star, Kamalita Natal. Welcome, Kamalita, and thanks for stopping by for a spot of tea with me. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm enjoying my tea.
Good. And what's your tea? What's your favourite?
I have a Chinese red tea, and it's got ganoderma and cordyceps in it. It helps to fight cancer. It helps to give you energy, and it also helps to keep you awake. And it's just amazing, and I love it.
Oh, great. So before we get started, let's hear a little bit about the brand named Kamalita Natal. Described as a rock star, Kamalita is an international speaker, 7 times award-winning corporate sales trainer, executive business mentor, and investor. Kamalita left Trinidad for the UK penniless, but after 4 years had a net worth of millions in property and built sales teams of thousands in over 30 countries doing, is it $500 to $1 million in sales each year?
Yeah, that's correct.
Wow. Kamalita has spoken at SXSW. What's that?
That's South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. It's the largest film, music, video, tech.
Kamalita has been on the BBC, Virgin Media, Pioneers, Guardian Radio, and thousands of other media outlets. She's a founder and CEO of Kamalita Natal, an event of champions and mind your own business. I like that name, and I'll tell you. So Kamalita, what brought you to doing what you do, having left, I mean, I know a little bit about your story, but having left penniless and arrived in the UK and built something so powerful? Tell us about it.
I think for me, it was growing up in Trinidad. Obviously, you talked about me growing up poor. I struggled through school. But my mother was my rock. She would always say, look at this one. Look at that one. Well, you could do it too. And she would always point fingers at other people, how they are living free, how they have residual income, how, you know, they've created this brand or this wealth or whatever for themselves. And she would always say to me, well, you could do that too. When I was at the age of 13, I had a turning point in my life. My mother said, you know, we have no more money. You're not going to be able to go to school. So you have to finish school at that point. And I said to mommy, well, we have to find a way because I want to learn. And she says, we will. And at the age of 13, we went on the public dump in Trinidad and hustled, you know, through the glass bottles, all the rubbish, just to sell anything that we could to make money so I could attend secondary school. And then after that, I studied really hard. I started studying law in Trinidad, and then I came to England to finish my law degree. All the while, my whole dream, goal, passion was to help my mother. Okay. It was to give my mother what she didn't have and what I knew she didn't have, first and foremost. But it was also to live the lifestyle that other people were living. I didn't know how. I just knew that that is the lifestyle I wanted, and I was willing to do whatever it takes to make it happen.
Great. It's stories like this that makes people like me feel really, really humble, because some of us have had some of it given to us and we've taken it for granted.
And so Ms. Lily invited me to this meeting to come and hear these multimillionaires talk about the industry and all of that. And I went and I sat in that room and I thought, oh my God, if this is real, if these people can are doing what they said they're doing, then I can help my mother even quicker. So tell me what I need to do, show me what I need to do, and let me just get to work.
Yeah.
And I remember at that point, I had to make a decision if I was going to stay in law school or I was going to focus on this thing. And I gave up law school. And everybody was like, are you mad? And so I spoke with the lady who brought me into business, and I said, this is what I want to do. I want to meet with the top income earner, and I want to build and develop and grow. And I did. I flew to Hawaii, met with him. The guy was earning like 100 grand a week. I was like, what? He's earning 100 grand a week? He needs to show me what to do. I learned that I could do anything in that industry. And that for me was the biggest blessing in my life.
Learning about yourself. Some of us are still trying to learn what we're here on this earth to do. What would you say is your secret to your success and, you know, how you've built it? Because we all want to know. I want some of that, you know, va-va-voom, that thing that you have. I want some. Can you bottle it and give it to us?
I have just given it to you. Take it, darling. I ask for God's help. I think that's the one thing. I mean, I know I've got loads of friends who are, you know, who don't believe in God, believe in a being or universe or whatever. So whatever you want to call it, I ask for help.
Yeah.
Because I know I can't do this on my own. And I know I mess up if I do it on my own. Or if I try to overthink it, or if I try to plan it in my own way, I mess up. So my main thing is I ask for help. I ask God for help. For me, that's like the one thing that I do.
Okay, thank you. And I know somewhere else you mentioned about helping people to monetize their destiny and earn what they are worth.
Yes, I think, again, because of the network marketing industry, I realized that a lot of people were not earning what they are worth because they don't believe who they are. Yeah. My statement is who you are is not where you are. And where you are is not who you are. People are living where they are, but it's not who they are.
Yeah.
So they're making money based on where they are, based on their whole experience, based on what they think of themselves, what they believe that they're worth, what other people think that they're worth. That's where they are, but that's not who they are. Who you are is the person when you go to sleep at night, the big things you think about that you could do, that's who you are. And all you need is to have a mentor or an accountability partner or someone who can help you to believe in that who you are a lot more and to bring that out. And once that comes out, you then charge what you're worth. You know, I mentor so many people and they go from earning 100 grand to earning $250,000. Literally in 3 hours, we sit down, they can see $250,000. It was already there. It was there all along. Some people go from 50 grand to 100 grand or 150 grand. Some people go from $250,000 to $1 million. All because they are able to see their worth. They are able to see who they are, not where they are.
Okay. All right. That's fantastic. So I know you mentioned that you wanted to be a lawyer, but back then in the day when you were sitting, I don't know whether you had a careers officer, and I know careers officer have had a really, really bad reputation. My careers officer didn't tell me anything, or that I can only be A, B, or C. Many people that have come on that have said that they didn't get the right career advice, otherwise they would have done something differently based on what they're doing now. What would you have said to your career officer back in the day, what you wanted to be?
Well, the one good thing I would say, I had some really good teachers.
Good.
And they said to me, I can do anything. And my mother was my biggest teacher, and she still is.
Yeah.
You know, that statement that I use, mind your own business, that is from my mother.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother was, and she still is, my biggest teacher. And she would always say to me that I can do anything whenever I put my mind towards. And so I held on to that. My teachers, a lot of them were very academic, and said, you know, are you still in law school? Are you still trying to be a lawyer? And I'd say, no, I'm an entrepreneur. I am teaching, I'm hiring lawyers to work for me now. And but I think for me, my mother was my biggest careers officer.
Yeah.
I believed in her and her words more than I believed anybody else's words.
That's fantastic.
For me, in terms of someone that has impacted my life more than anybody else on this planet, besides Almighty God, which is what I believe in, it is my mother.
Okay. So when you go meet Oprah, I'm hoping that your mum will be right by your side.
Oh, I have. I was told you can bring 5 or 6 people, and I've got my 5 or 6 that's coming with me.
Okay. Obviously, I missed the boat. Never mind.
I should have known you before.
Never mind. Never give up. Listeners, this is Tea with Lily, and I'm here with a business rock star, Camilla Natal, whose mantra is, mind your own business. If it's to be, it's up to me, and fight for your financial future. I believe in both. Let's listen to one testimonial here. I pinched it from LinkedIn. Camilita has a positive outlook and is passionate about helping others succeed in life and in business. She's confident, inspirational, enthusiastic speaker. While being personally highly goal-oriented, Camilita seeks to bring out the best in others she coaches and mentors. And this is from David Rundle.
Oh.
Way back. I think it was in 2001, 2011.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought I'd bring something out from the archives.
Yes, David Randall, he was my upline in one of the network marketing companies.
Yeah.
And he knew of my work ethic, he knew of my commitment, and he knew of my support to my team, because it was always about the team. It was not about you. If the team doesn't make money, you don't make money. If the team is not happy, you will know it. So it was always about the team and the team's effort and doing as much as you can. You know, Zig Ziglar says, if you help enough people get what they want, you will get what you want.
Yeah.
And so for me, it was always about the team. So he knew of my commitment, my work ethic towards my team. So yeah, thank you, David.
Great. So Kamelita, what's the profile of your typical client now that you're coaching and speaking? What would she or he look like?
I mean, I wouldn't say any and anybody, because that's not right, because I don't want to work with any and anybody. That's clear for me. It is the man or the woman who are already going somewhere, mm-hmm. and they want to refine their goals, their dreams. They want to make more money. They want to make money outside the box.
Yeah.
They are willing to listen to reason, and they are willing to just go with the flow. You know, I mentor people who are multimillionaires, as well as I mentor people who are now starting off in business.
Right.
They would come to me for a particular reason. Either they want to learn to sell, or they want me to help them sell or promote their product, their brand, their business, or they want to help me to help them develop their business even more and earn more.
Yes.
So, and literally, I mean, there are high net worth individuals, as well as people just starting off. So it's literally across the board. I'm not afraid to tell a high net worth individual, you're doing it wrong. I'm not afraid to tell a billionaire, you're doing it wrong. Yeah, I know they have more money than me, but it doesn't mean that I can tell you if you're doing something wrong. I believe I have the authority to tell you if you allow me to tell you, if you allow me to be in your space, and I believe I have the authority to tell you, you know what, you're doing that wrong. And you know, it's amazing, because a lot of those people appreciate you telling them more than people who have very little net worth. It's amazing.
Really?
I'm telling you. And it's amazing. If you, it's a testimony I've got, I think it's on my website, or probably on YouTube or on LinkedIn. I'm not sure where it's at, but it's from a lady called Ingrid Vanderbilt. Ingrid Vanderbilt is a multimillionaire. She took one part of Delta, $1 billion in sales. And she's an amazing woman. I met her as a result of my mentor, Sharon Lecter. She was there, and I said to her, at the time we were talking about the business and all sorts, and I said to her, the way you're doing business for this new business, Empowering a Billion Women, you cannot do exactly the same as you did in Dell. And you're trying to bring the two together, and you cannot. Yes, you took a belt of $1 billion in sales, that part of Dell. However, people want to see you. They don't want to see your business. They want to see you as a person, because you're Empowering a Billion Women. These are women looking at you. They want to hear you, understand. They don't want to see you on your phone 24 hours a day. You know, and I was able to tell her that. And it was amazing, because she put her phone down for 4 hours while we were at Disney World. She said, I've never done that. She hadn't done that in years.
Wow.
And I said, you need to put it down. You need to put it down, and you need to enjoy now, because God wants you to do something else other than what you did before.
Yeah.
So let's enjoy ourselves. And so Sharon asked her. We had an event first in Orlando, and then we went to Disney World with Sharon and a few other people. Sharon asked her, what was the highlight of the weekend? And she told Sharon the highlight of the weekend was talking to Kamelita. Because I was able to tell her straight. I wasn't afraid to tell her, because she's, you know, she's rich and she's whatever. But I saw her heart, and I saw she really wants to help women. And that's going to be huge. That's going to be global. But I had to tell her that these women need you. So yeah. She was willing to listen. So for anybody that's out there, I'm not afraid whether they're rich or whether they're poor, whether they have influence or not. If I see something that there is to say, I will tell you. And most of those people, as I say, are so appreciative of you telling them the truth.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, because you're confident and you know that you're coming from a place of purpose, people can tell, rather than you just feeling that you're shooting your mouth off. People can tell you're saying, because if this woman was working for Dell is a complete, you know, the technology sector has a lot of, you know, it's a male dominated arena.
Indeed.
They do things differently. It's all about the corporate, it's all about the numbers, and that's it. But I could say, as women, you know, if she's going to be heading to or trying to work with women, yes, they really, being on the phone does not make her the right leader the women will look up to. I think she might turn them off.
And I told her that and she was so appreciative of it.
Yes. And you run a property business as well. Wow, that's a lot of stuff you do. So what have been the highlights so far of your career, or your very exciting and expansive career?
I think it was hearing Dr. J.B. Hill said something that I quoted, didn't know where he found it, and quoted it in front of 20,000 people.
Right.
I want to give you a quote from Carmelita Nuttall. Now, this man is Napoleon Hill's grandson.
Okay.
The most purchased book in the world, Think and Grow Rich, after the Bible, 500 million copies. And this is his grandson that was invited to an event that I was a part of, this company. And I was sat in my living room in England. This event was in Vegas. And he was talking about, he gave his address. And he said, I want to tell you about two people being recognized outside of the company. And these people, and he called the person's name, and he said, Carmelita Nuttall. And I stood there in my living room, and I said to my husband, polyphone, did he just mention my name? And I'm like, no, I think I need to listen to this again. So then he said, yeah, I agree with Carmelita. And then he went on, and then he said, I want to leave you with the words of Carmelita. There is no better time than the present to take action to succeed. That was the turning point, I believe, in my life. And he said, yeah, Sharon Lecter quoted me in Think and Grow Rich for Women. I didn't get it. I didn't get it. All what he was saying, I didn't get it for like a couple of days. I was in a daze. I just don't believe this. But I think that was a turning point in my life, because it helped me realize who I am, not where I am. That for me was like one of the biggest things that I had has really changed my life. Another time I've had another lady who had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Mexico and she was stage 4 cancer. And she looked at me, we all talked, and we were at this hospital in Mexico. My husband is the European manager for this particular hospital. So we sat together and we all talked, and she asked me about my life, and I told her what I did. And that was back then. I had all the trophies. I was top of this, and I was how many trophies for that. And she was like, yeah, I've been like you. And she said, I used to work with this company, and financially I was really good, but I wasn't looking after myself. And she said that she came down with breast cancer, and now she's dying. She had stage 4 cancer, went to her lymph nodes, her lungs, everywhere. And she said, don't live like me.
Okay.
That was a real turning point in my life as well, because I realized the route I was going down probably would have ended up like that. In a couple of months, I came back to the UK, she died. So that was a time for me when I realized this, that I have to do something else with my life and not carry on doing what I was doing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many other things that happen, meeting, you know, going to the Napoleon Hill Foundation, meeting CEO Don Green in Virginia, bringing my mother to the UK, spending a couple of months, a couple of weeks with her, taking her out. And she remembers all the names of everybody she met, and she's asking me about them all the time.
Yeah.
Just to be able to do that for her has really been like a real something that I look forward to. And then when I go to Trinidad, I take her all over the country. Those to me are meaningful things. I take her out and she enjoys herself, and she eats and drinks. I stay at the Hilton. She's on the executive floor. She just loves all the executives. And she, you know, they would all talk to her. There's a new, you know, my husband and I. And she'd be like, yeah, you know, she's arrived. Look at her daughter now, you know?
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. Those things make sense. So those, I think, have been some of the biggest. And then also setting up the Event of Champions, which is about supporting entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Develop their brands, their businesses, their lives globally. And giving them a chance to learn from other successful entrepreneurs how they've done it. Not in a salesy kind of environment, but more in a teaching kind of environment. So I think that was another highlight for me. And the first Event of Champions we did in January 2016 was just amazing. The other one is in October coming up. And yeah, that for me was a real highlight of my career as well.
Great. I think for me, having your mother and giving your mother that sense of pride again, for me, will probably be the one that will be, because they tend to, they're sort of looking at you and, you know,
yes.
crying and pride and all that. That must have been amazing. And I'm sure it goes on. She sort of carries a photo in her handbag and shows it. Or if she sees a newspaper, she
let me tell you. When I go to Trinidad, she's got all the photos of all the children and stuff on the wall. My photo and my husband's photo are the biggest.
Yeah. I know. We probably come from similar backgrounds, so there you are. Listen, it can't all be work. So what do you do to relax? What gives you pleasure away from work?
I love walking. I can walk, and I live close to the Derbyshire Hills in England. So I love walking in the Derbyshire Hills, enjoying the countryside, just getting away from everything. I'm only seeing bush and plants and animals and no people. Nobody. That for me is important. I need to step away from people. So I really enjoy just walking and just getting my mind off of everything. I love traveling. I love meeting new places, meeting new people when I'm traveling. And I love spending time in personal development. I love spending I love spending time in personal development just by myself. Just reading, enjoying my mind, just getting myself immersed, going over my goals, just thinking. I love to spend time with me.
Yeah. Okay, I can tell that. Thank you. Now, what about charities? That's another question I asked my guests. We all do so for personal reasons. I tend to support charities for children and women, you know, different charities. But which do you support and why?
Well, besides my church, I support, my husband and I are setting up the Nuttall Foundation. Okay. And it's something that is close to my heart. And I want to give back to children who are just like I was growing up.
Yeah.
Who can't go to school because they've got no money, or whose parents, you know, are either dead or in prison, or they, you know, wherever they are, but they need help. I want to be able to give those children what my teachers gave to me, my mother gave to me, and just the hope that you can do anything, that you can achieve. And you know, when I was in Trinidad, I set up a Nuttall Foundation kind of group with my sisters and a few other people in a very poor area of Trinidad. And we would go to the companies, the big companies, and we would get books and money and computer classes and you name it for these children. And they never went anywhere, so they didn't even know they were in the airport. But we would take them out all over the country, and they would love and they would see life outside of what they knew. And for me, that made sense, because I wanted that when I was a child. And so now my husband and I are wanting to do a lot more of that, to come with churches and community groups and business groups across the world, in Mexico, back in the Caribbean, you know, in Africa, wherever. My friend, she's in Madagascar, so we want to do something there, just to be able to give children the opportunity. And also children, I mean children from like 3, 5 until 19. I consider them children. They probably wouldn't like me saying that. But just the opportunity to win, regardless of what's going on in their family lives. That, for me, is my passion.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck with that. And if you think there's any way that I can help with that, let me know.
I will.
I know you will. Okay, this is Tea with Lily, and I'm here with the business rock star. I like that term. Business rock star, Kamalita Nuttall, whose mantra is mind your own business, and if it's to be, it's up to me, and fight for your financial future. So let's listen to the second testimonial, which says, let me put my specs on. I'm not as young as I used to be. Thank you, Kamalita. Heard you talk at the Heads Up Business Conference, and to be honest, I was expecting just another motivational speaker. You were very funny, shocking, real, inspirational, down to earth, and you made a difference. I can still hear you saying, I have come. And now I know what you're talking about, and I'm sure some interesting changes to how to handle my business. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us all. I look forward to attending more of your workshops. Keep making a difference. And that's from Justine Thornton. So basically, I also want to see you speak on the stage, because I you know, I feel that I can learn something, and I feel I have to be in a room of a lot of people so I can feel the energy, the vibe, the excitement. So please, I'm coming to your next thing. I'm signing up for it. So how can our listeners connect with you if they want further advice, whether it's on business mentoring, sales training, or just to hire you for a speaking gig?
Well, let me just tell you very quickly about my upcoming events, so that you know and your listeners know as well. My next event is in June 4th. It's called Fight for Your Financial Future.
Okay.
And I'm giving you 7 steps to fight daily for your financial future. The website will go live in the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
And if anybody wants to know more how to book in, they can definitely get in touch with me directly. My next event after that is called the Mind Your Own Business Conference. And that's the 1st to the 3rd of July. It's in the Midlands in the UK because we've got people coming in from Europe as well. So it's quite in the middle of the country. And that will be teaching entrepreneurs how to build their brands, expand their businesses globally, and create the business and the income that they deserve. Yeah. And it's all done over a weekend. So the launch process of your business, how to relaunch, how to create the buzz and the excitement, and how to collaborate and connect with the right people, because you're not going to be able to do it on your own. And it's over 2.5 days. And the last one that I had, I mean, people were just completely transformed. So that's July. After that, we are going to have the Event of Champions, which is the 21st to 23rd of October. 21st is Dinner at the Ritz. We all come along together. We dressed up really nice. And
I like to dress up. Yay.
This time we've got dinner in the music room. So we have first a nice reception upstairs, and then we walk down this amazing staircase, and then we go into dinner in the music room. Beautiful. It's only open to 30 guests. We already have 10 souls. We only have 10 spaces left, 20 spaces left. We've got people coming in from Canada, from the US, from Europe coming to this event. And the Ritz is all about you meeting with some amazing speakers, entrepreneurs, learning their success principles, learning what they do, and being able to create that kind of collaboration and association with those people, or possible JV. And then the event itself is 22nd, 23rd of October. And again, entrepreneurs who are very successful come along, teach you their success principles, and you're able to connect with them to build, develop, and grow your lives, and to do it globally. And then after that, we also have the Investors Paradise, which is the 13th to 19th of November. And that one is in Barbados. So this is where you come along to learn how to invest in you, how to invest in different businesses, property, shares, whatever you want to learn. And we're going to have some amazing people there. I'm hoping to have Sharon Lecter, possibly Bob Berg, and quite a few other entrepreneurs, very successful ones as well, to teach the people that are coming along. So if any of you want to know more about that, get in touch with me. Just go to CamelitaNuttall.com.
Okay.
Or you can go to find Camelita Nuttall everywhere on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Google+, Pinterest, YouTube, everywhere. Or you can email my office, which is info@camelita.com.
Okay.
And or you can email my assistant, Samantha, which is samantha@camelita.com. Or call my husband, Andrew. And the number is 079. Call Andrew. 4793-652280, and he'll be more than happy to answer your questions.
Okay, Andrew, we're coming your way. We're sending everybody to you. Thank you so much. This has been amazing. But before we go, can we have a couple of tips on living a life of a champion and then finding our financial freedom?
Couple of tips. I call it like my taglines that I use in order to do that. Number one, say to yourself every day, if it is to be, it's up to me. Whatever is to happen in your life, if it is to be, it's up to me.
Yeah.
And create that kind of mantra all the time. The next thing I would say is read your goals out loud every single day. It's difficult when you don't know where you're going or you can't see where you're going. You get up every day and automatically you know you're surrounding around the house or your business or your job or wherever you're going to. But very few people get up and read their whole future every single day, where they're going tomorrow, where they're going the next month, the next 18 months. So it's important you read every single day.
Okay.
My mother's other mantra is, this is my mother's word, so I'm not encouraging anybody to drink, but my mother would always say, drunk or sober, mind your own business. And what she meant was that she would look at people in the countryside. You picture the countryside in the Caribbean, people walking up and down the road. She'll see people drunk, she'll see people sober, she'll see people all sorts. But her words was, whatever's going on in your life, mind your own business. Focus on what generates you money. Focus on what makes you happy. Focus on how you're going to have residual income, because that's all about you creating the lifestyle like you want to deserve, that you deserve, that you would want to live. So that's like my main thing, is mind your own business. And regardless of what's going on in your life, fight for your financial future in order for you to live like a champion. Because I believe all of us are champions. We're all champions. And we in whatever way, whether it's a mother that's a single mother, growing her children up on their own, that woman is a champion. Whether it's a doctor that just saved someone's life, he's a champion. Yeah. You know, whether it's somebody that's doing what you're doing. You know, very few people would even want to dream about doing this. You're scared. You are a champion. So regardless of what you're doing, believe that who you are is not where you are, and where you are is not who you are. And live like you were meant to.
Okay. Wow. That is so inspirational and motivational. I'm just going to go out there and do everything quickly. Before I forget, I have to write it all down. Gosh, what an amazing, totally inspiring journey. I'm actually glad that we've met, and I'm hoping that my alignment with you will continue past today. And but your tip number three for me was, you know, align oneself with champions, because there's a saying that says, you know, the company you keep mm-hmm. certainly determines your overall outcome. Mm. So if you, and I know it's, it may say I come across them, if you hang out with fools, you end mm-hmm. up doing foolish things.
Indeed. You are the sum total, Lily, of the five people that you spend most of the time with.
Yeah.
So, and I say this to my audience, think of your own life. What if five people you spend most of the time with or talk with on a daily basis? Who are those five people? You are the sum total of those five people. So be careful. You may need to change that sum total, and you may need to do it quickly.
Yes, indeed. And I think sometimes we know we have to change it, but we're slow to make that change for the fallout that might ensue. It's the fallout that we actually know that we must do it, but we're scared of the outcome. So, and somebody like you is going to come and, you know, kick you and say, come on, get on with it.
When I tell them to get on with it, I also show them how. Because if you tell somebody to do something and you don't show them how, they are just where they were.
Do you know what? I have seen many coaches and many people talk the talk of you need to change. And I've spoken to people who've come back to me and said, well, my coach said this. And I said, but did your coach show you how to do it?
Indeed.
Getting the stuff out of, you know, that people need to do is probably part of the easy bit.
Mm-hmm.
Showing them how to get from A to B, that's the hardest bit.
Indeed. And that's what they want. That's what people want.
Yeah. And I remember meeting somebody, I went to a book launch and she'd written a book, and then one of her clients was standing next to me and said to me, oh, that's my coach, but she says I should do this and she said I should do that, but oh, I see you're in branding, I wonder if you can help me. I'm like, surely if your coach is supposed, you're paying your coach a lot of money to help you get from A to B, why do you need me to add to it? Surely we're not all geared to do everything, but the coach have a selection of other people
indeed.
to support her clients.
Indeed.
But this is not my place to lecture. So what I'll do,
Perhaps it is.
Yeah, people should, you know, telling people what to do will not get them from A to B. It's about showing them and holding their hands.
Indeed. And actually, when you do that, you get more of a buzz, you get more results, and you say to them, let's do it together. So if you're going to do a launch, I'm going to do the launch with you. If you're going to buy property or you're going to do this, I'm going to hold your hand for you to do it, for us to do it together. And that's the only way most of them will actually do it. I had a client, but I had to physically sit down with her to set up her company, to set up her website, to set up everything. I had to sit, even though I told her, go on the company's house, do this, do that, and give her all the things, but I had to sit with her to make sure she did it. And when she did it, everything changed for her. She felt, wow, I can actually do this. Now, then everything else I asked her to do, now she's doing it.
Yeah.
She needed me to just be there with her.
Yeah. To give her that confidence that whichever way she goes, you're there to help her move to the next stage.
Exactly.
You're truly God sent. Listeners, thanks for tuning in, and it's been fabulous to have Kamelita join us. And but until next time, dream bigger and do remember to keep smiling and always walk good. Kamelita Natal, I am so very grateful for your presence. Thank you.
My pleasure was mine. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hey, it's